When did you realize that you were a top?
When did I realize?
When did you realize?
When I was a top?
When did you realize? Quickly.
When I tried to bottom a little bit and I was like, I don't know.
That sounds like a bottom. 3, 2, 1.
Hello.
We have nothing planned.
We have
surprise.
Hello. Welcome to Messy Pod. Episode 9, season 5.
Nope. I want a new opening.
What's the opening?
I don't know. I want us to come up with it together right here, right now. I have an example.
Okay, say the example.
I'm scared now.
I'm gonna say, why are you so nervous?
I'm so nervous. I want you to be proud of me.
Okay, say an example.
Well, because like we talk about LGBT things, and mm-hmm. we're like a podcast that discusses that. Okay. So why don't we make that clear at the beginning of the podcast? Like we can say, "Welcome to Messy Pod, an LGBT podcast to educate and inform," but we get a little messy.
Okay. You can say
I'm Mac. I'm Mike. And this is Messy Pod with Mac and Mike.
You want to do it? Let's do it right now.
But we should have parts. Like, what part do you want? Okay. Do you want to have the opening line?
Sure.
Okay. And I'll say, but we get a little messy.
Hello. Welcome to Messy Pod, an LGBT podcast. Educate, inform.
But we
I said to educate.
Also, would you clean up,
girl?
for those of you who are not watching on YouTube, this place is a mess.
It is not a mess.
Mac has all these. You shut your mouth because you're also to blame. Mac lives in squalor.
Yeah,
he shows up. This place is not clean.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing a bonnet.
Yeah,
he doesn't try.
Am I doing the intro now? Are we done ragging into me?
I'm poking at you so that you could yell at me and I could yell at you for yelling at me.
Welcome to Messy Pod, an LGBT podcast to educate and inform.
But we get a little messy.
I'm Mac.
I'm Mike. And this is
Messy Pod
with Mac and Mike. So that's after we come back from the hello.
Okay.
Wow.
Sure.
Yeah. Look at us. I'm trying to give us structure.
5 seasons in.
Yes. I'm trying to give a structure because that's something we don't have. I also haven't had a lot of structure in my life. Mm-hmm. I've had 2 sessions of therapy now.
Okay.
I want you all to notice.
Now he thinks he's so much better than me.
I have 2 forms.
Now he got therapy. No. And now he's screaming at me for being messy. Girl.
You guys don't understand. I'm waking up now. Now that I'm like a full month clean. Be proud of me. Be proud of me. Don't be proud of me.
Damn. I didn't know you need so much affirmation. Jesus.
Oh, no. This is one of the reasons people want to know, like, why is Mike single? I need constant reassurance and love. Like, I need to be constantly reminded that you love me and you're not going to leave. And when I go on dates, I let people know that. And I let people know, like, I'm a lot. And I know I expect a lot. And I know it's not fair. But I also do that as a friend. You've experienced that a lot.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. But I know that about myself. I'm self-aware. I'm working on it.
Okay. Yeah. Trauma. I'm so proud of you, you skinny legend queen mama.
Meanwhile, you look like some bitch that should have fucked me up in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But you let me walk away.
What you said last night.
But you let me walk away.
Let you walk away.
Yeah. For those of you not watching on YouTube, Max sitting here.
I'm wearing a bonnet.
Full Monique cosplay.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Mm-hmm. I told you when you came over, I was like, I'm staying in my pajamas.
It's okay.
It's like, I just poofed up my hair last night. I washed the shit out of it. It's really poofy right now, and I just didn't want to.
I can't wait.
I don't want to put it in that little hat that I wear all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're switching it up.
I'm switching it
up. You know what you should? I kind of love this. This could be your, you know how Orville Peck has that mask with the fringes? You could do
I'm
that with
a bonnet.
Bitch, I'm telling you. No, you could walk runway.
Literally, my next video that's coming out is me wearing a bonnet.
No, I'm saying because you could have different bonnets and different things about it. Orville Peck actually gets asked to walk in things because he has something that makes him so distinct that designers make him.
I just wear designer bonnets all the time.
You walking
Chanel,
in yes,
Gucci,
yes,
Versace.
Yes. You walking in Marco Marco custom bonnet, nothing else.
Custom bonnet, yeah, literally.
And a jock strap.
A bonnet and a jock strap, Jesus.
Yeah. So we are as part of this. If you're gonna talk, come get a mic. Quiet on the set. Wait for your moment, Jake.
Yeah, literally.
Anyway.
So rude. So unprofessional.
Part of, yes.
Like, imagine having a boyfriend that's unprofessional.
Imagine having a boyfriend. Imagine.
I can't. I don't know.
I had a boyfriend for a month.
What's a boyfriend?
Are you ever gonna get married? Jake, walk away. Are you even going to get married?
Probably.
Do you want to get married?
I mean.
Save it for the marriage episode. Oh my God, we do the.
Save it for the marriage episode. I don't want to pay for a wedding right now. That's my problem.
Are you going to, Jake, cover your ears. Are you going to join your bank account? Wow. Okay. I just wanted to look. Jake, never mind. You come back. I wanted to be. I'm looking at you, girl. Because you know them Gettys. Those people with the big monies, mm-hmm. I know you're up there with the Gettys.
I party with them every weekend.
You know, like the thing is, the reason why
I grew up with them.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
Across, they're on their side of the mountain. I was on my side of the mountain.
Yeah, well, you are the mountain.
I own the mountain. Who else? They were renting.
What other rich families are there? Give me like, do we know? I don't know.
Rockefellers.
Mm-hmm. You know, like marrying them, people are like, oh, there's no like benefit from that. They like, there's gonna be some. Patent. Oh my God.
Prenup
mm-hmm. there to protect you. They're going to pay you so much money in hush money.
Really?
Mama, hush money.
Yeah, if you marry 1%, I can see that happening.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to the point.
Yeah, what are we talking about today, Mike?
So the structure of this podcast is I'm like, we need something to talk about. You and I have talked about us ad nauseum. So like,
let's. You talked about yourself ad nauseum. No one knows anything about me. Except that I'm cute.
You're rich. You're a celebrity. You have one award.
That's all I need to know. Yes. That's all I need to know.
Yes. But I want to like niche it because obviously at this point, I feel like we're an LGBT podcast.
Yeah.
And I think that one podcast where we talked about like sexual health and everything was too deep. Mm-hmm. I do think that is.
Oh, yeah.
But I also think I like how we educate and inform from a comedy standpoint because it's like, it's almost like we're like, teach like kids come to YouTube to learn how to be gay. They're not teaching it in mm-hmm. life. That's us.
That was me.
You want two gay dads?
Here you go. Here's your two gay dads, but don't try to come ask me shit.
Honestly, don't come.
Don't come.
Don't come.
Don't come to me. Don't try to approach me with your problems. Just go look at you like, oh. It's like, oh, that's so sorry. You're sad? Oh.
Yeah. I remember.
So why be sad? Just like smile.
I remember on one of my back when I was like on one of my binges. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. Also, Grandma, I know you listen now. Can you? I need you to
turn
go.
It off.
I need you to go.
Actually, we need the view.
No.
Just download it and don't listen.
No, girl. Grandma. We're gonna start talking. Like today's episode is about topping. Mm-hmm. Today's episode is gonna be very sexually explicit. Grandma, Mom, Dad, my family. Thank you so much for like finally paying attention to what I do. But like, I love you all so much. Not the avenue. I don't want you to find out where my things have been, what I am doing.
You
I don't want
know
you
to G spot.
I don't need you. Yeah, I don't need you to look. I don't need you to hear about what I did when I was younger. I want you all to still think that I was the perfect. Are you sniffing me?
No, I was wondering if I was.
Oh, I thought
record.
You were sniffing me. I'm like, I put on deodorant today. I showered.
Do you think I'm a sniffer?
I could see you being a sniffer.
I do not
like
sniff.
Being one of those gays that sniff pits.
No,
gay kinks. That'll be an episode.
Yeah,
I mean, I want you all to no. We're getting easy topics out of the way, like topping. Next episode, maybe bottoming, like stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Get those out of the way. I made a list of 85 episode ideas. 85.
He went to two therapy sessions, and look at him.
I have structure in my life now. I'm clear-headed. I'm not foggy. I have actual dopamine. Look at me. I'm normal today. I haven't had a drink or anything. It's early in the morning.
Noon. It is literally 1 p.m.
But for me, that's new. This is new. I have like, I don't know how to explain it. It has been such a hard year and I don't want to get deep about it, but like I feel happy.
Oh my God, he's crying. Bring the tissues.
I feel better. I do. I feel better.
That was so giddy.
I feel really better. You know what I will say about LA though, and LA is tough because every time I go home this whole year, like my friends and family from home, they were like, "Leave LA." They were like, "Come home." I'm like, "No, I have a dream.
I have a dream.
I am the Martin Luther King
of
my time."
Just move out of WeHo, at least. No, you know, at least move out of that bubble.
No, I love my apartment. I love, love my apartment. But I will say, this is a perfect example of when I went home for the month, right? Get my shit together, came back, and I get in the car. By the way, this episode's about topping. We do this. I get in the Uber from the airport at LAX. I ran from the airport, smelled the air. I really got like proud. I'm like, this is it. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be good this time. It's going to be great. Get in the Uber. Cocaine all over the dashboard. My driver is fucked up beyond belief. There's 3 bags of cocaine in the cup holder, and my eyes, look! Look!
You know, if you ever wanted to get like some free Uber rides, you could have reported that.
Yeah, I know, but I was here's the thing.
But also, he could have probably gotten arrested here's by the federal thing. Government.
I was in the car with this man, and I had 3 options. One was, I just want to get home safe, and he's on cocaine, so at least I know he could drive. 2, get out and report something and get like a free ride, make like a noise about it. But that's a lot of work. Or the third option in my mind, which is because you know addict brain, maybe I can get a bump. I get, like, girl.
Oh, God.
I'm back in LA, girl. We got to hold it. Give me one. Oh, give me one. Like, that's where my brain was. So I stuck in the hole. And he started, like, telling me about how hot his sister was. And he started showing me her fitness account and her brand.
What's happening?
He asked me, what do you do? And I always just say I'm an editor. So
I say I'm an editor. But then sometimes I've figured out that's the wrong thing to say for some Uber drivers. Because then they try to make you, like, get onto their shit. And if they're also a creative, they want to talk about all that. I'm like, I don't want to.
I really want to read what the chat is saying about this too far away.
Once I said I was a graphic designer. And then it turned out the man that was driving me was a rapper. And he was trying to convince me to graphic design his next album. And I'm like,
No. Like, oh, that's what happened. He's like, because my sister, she needs an editor for this thing. He's like, he's driving while he's looking up on the phone that does the Uber. He's like looking up her Instagram to show me how hot his sister. Meanwhile, he's like, you vape? He's like vaping in the car. And I'm like, I just got back. This is why it's hard.
This is why I do Lift Black. No, I'm joking.
You know what I do miss about doing? Like, one of my favorite things about working on reality TV.
Free rides.
Mm-hmm. Not only rides, the SUVs that pick you up. When I first did Lohan, when that car picked me up, and there was a man in a suit that came to get my bags at my door. There's water. There's, like, things. Like... I feel famous. Like, you feel
Uber drivers, all you gotta do is put a water bottle in your back seat, and Mike's gonna think he's in Life of Luxury.
Yeah, okay? But you know what? You know what's so fucking sad? I remember getting in that car to film Lohan Beach Club, and I sat in the thing. I'm like, this is my life now. I made it. Meanwhile, I didn't know what was in store, man. Anyway,
topping?
Yeah, topping. So let me ask you something. You said are you a top? What do you identify as?
Mainly a top. You know, I want to try to get into more bottoming this year. That's the point. That's
Jake,
the goal.
What does that mean about you?
Jake is a. Jake is a bottom turn top because of personal situations that we're not going to talk about on podcast.
Yeah, I would say that I'm an ex main top. I've tried to be more versed this year. Part of that was because of drugs, because you can't really top when you're on drugs. But you know, one thing I learned from bottoming more, most of these tops ain't shit.
Yeah,
most tops don't know what the hell they are doing. Like, I want to say 85% of top, and they walk in. The ones that are the most confident are the worst. The ones who walk in saying, "I don't get complaints. Like, I know what I'm doing. You're gonna love it."
The worst. They don't listen.
I had somebody like, if the bottom has to like say stop, like I need to stop, like over and over again. I had someone look at me and go, "You need to learn how to get fucked." No, they said, "You need to learn how to take dick." I said, "No, you need to learn how to
give dick, bitch."
I said, "You need to learn how to
fuck. You need to learn how to hand it outright. Girl, don't just throw it.
Yeah, you're talking to Mac Does It. This is Mac and Mike, the creators of Stroking on Rhythm. You remember that?
The creators of Stroking on Rhythm. The writers of Stroking
on Rhythm. The writers of Stroking on Rhythm. And who's the editor? What is his? We're going to remember his name one day.
Valentino, whatever.
We always say Valentino, and it's
Valentino.
Not. Valentino.
Girl, I don't know.
Valentino. You.
Valencia.
It's a name. Well, he thinks he's from another country.
Do we know anything about him? Should we
know that
him?
He's talented. We know that he's I've talked to him.
He knows how to produce a song.
Yes. So who's like, so what advice, what are your topping advice? Let's get into it. To begin, let's start with foreplay.
Foreplay. Fucking foreplay.
People, these girls don't know about foreplay.
These girls don't know about foreplay.
The ones that want to just come over and just
stick
like...
Stick it right in.
And also, don't understand that you don't... Okay. First things first. Get rid of fingers. No one likes fingers.
I mean, some people are into fingers.
No one likes fingers. No one likes fingers. Mm-hmm. And maybe if they do, you're weird.
We don't kink shame here on Messy Pod.
You don't. I do.
Except we do. Yeah.
You don't. I do. If you like fingers, because you know what it is? It's the, or you know what? If you're going to use fingers, know how to use the fingers. Mm-hmm. Because, like, it's people don't understand the way that someone, that angles matter.
Angles matter.
The way your finger is bent matters.
Mm-hmm. Speed also matters.
Speed matters. Yes.
Girl, it's, we're not a fucking doorbell. Don't ding, 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 bitch.
Thank you. Yes. Also, ease it in for it. Like, treat the finger like it's a dick at first. Slow. Mm-hmm. Relax. Make sure it's lubed. Don't stick your dry finger in my ass. Don't stick your dry finger in my ass. Don't. Dry finger in the ass.
Dry finger in the ass. That's also terrifying.
Make sure your cuticles and nails are taken care of. Mm-hmm. You got pointy ass nails?
Yeah, don't scratch it.
If you bite your nails and you got jagged cuticles, get that out of my ass. You're going to have shit in your fingernails.
That's a razor blade.
That's going to be nasty. Mm-hmm. That's going to hurt. And also, what are your knuckles doing in there? Like, you have to understand, it's a whole thing.
Yes,
also. It's a whole thing.
Also, eat ass. Eat ass. It's an asshole. You know, loosen it up.
You gotta. Yeah, but
if you give it a little massage.
Yeah, bottoms. We'll talk about you later.
A little licky licky. Well, a little tongue massage. Maybe yes. Like you can even use like. Don't even like put your finger in. Maybe use your fingers and like massage it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Relax the asshole before you just jam it in. You know, it's an asshole.
It's an ass. And also, like, we'll talk about bottoms. Like, it's also on you to make sure that your asshole is inviting enough to eat.
Yeah,
we'll talk about when you.
I mean, depends on the top. You know, some tops are into.
But you know what? This is also communication. Mm-hmm. Have a conversation about what you both want and need. Communication is key. This is something that gay people do that straight people don't, because they don't. There is weird where like straight people, it's like they have a hard time telling each other what they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's why like majority of women don't have orgasms.
Yeah, sadly.
Because. Straight men are very similar to tops, where it's like if you tell them they don't know what they're doing, they're instantly offended. Tops, if you tell a top, if you give a top any constructive criticism, majority of them lose their fucking mind. They lose their like they were born with the instinct to know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's like if you tell them, I mean, obviously be reasonable about how you deliver this message. However, like, take the, like, and everybody's different. There's no one size fits all on how to fuck everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone is different on what they want and what they need. This goes back again to communication and be open to not criticism, but constructive, like, what is it? Actions.
Look at you.
Yes. No, I'm
finding the words
to
say.
I'm serious about this. And you know what? Here's the thing. And we'll talk about the bottoms. Well, I keep saying we'll talk about bottoms because this is like a two-part discussion, but I'm trying to stay focused right here. Tops, when
we got to give tops the attention. We can't just shift to the bottoms.
No, I want. We have to do this public service announcement because people are afraid to do this. I think tops got to be more accepting of how to be like told how to fuck somebody. Mm-hmm. And you got to be able to listen. You got to be able to adjust. People have told me, and that's how I learned, but that's why I know now to talk. It's also, if you want to play it safe, slow deep thrusts.
Slow deep thrust.
After you, you know, loosen it up, you do your foreplay, whether it's with like a good finger technique.
Mm-hmm.
Eat that ass for a minute. And also
for a minute, not just 10 seconds.
Also, let's talk about eating ass.
Okay.
Don't
use your whole tongue, not just the tip.
Oh. And also, people who use this as tip and go, like, so slow. Like, what are you doing? What's
happening?
I don't want to feel like a snail is walking around my asshole. Like, if you're going to eat that ass, girl. That.
It's a buffet, girl. It's a buffet and we're in an apocalypse. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you need to eat an ass.
If you're going to eat an ass... If you're gonna be slow about it, it has to be like constructive. Like, think about it. What are you like slowly licking a peach ring? Like, the fuck are you doing? Like, it's like, so
it's like, are you tasting something spicy, girl? Like, what's happening?
It's just like, there's maybe time and a place on how to eat an ass slowly if you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that, blah, 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 I'm not saying to do that either.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, if you don't know how to eat an ass, you're also not a good kisser. If you're a good kisser, you gotta
make out with the ass. Make out with the ass. That's a good tip. Make out with the ass.
Make out with the. That's what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Also, use your hands. Utilize your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, jiggle the butt.
Jiggle the butt. It's
a little smack. You know what I mean? Get up in there. Don't just like. You know what I mean? Like, don't. Here, you know what it is? Don't be shy. Here's the thing. There's no reason to be nervous or shy. If I'm letting your face in my ass.
You're in an ass.
I want
girl.
You
why,
there.
Why are you being shy like, in an if, ass, and girl? If, you're if, in an ass.
And if you are too shy, then don't do it. I would rather not do something than do something badly. Because then that's the perception they have of you.
True.
That's like, true. That's the whole thing. If I can't get hard and I was going to be the bottom, I'm wearing a jockstrap. You ain't going to see my dick unless she's stage ready. She has a reputation.
The dick has a reputation.
If it is the first and or only time you're going to see her, it's only going to be when she's at her best. You know what I'm saying?
She's hiding behind the curtain.
Yes. Yes. And have a structure. Like, so, okay. Four plays aside. I'm a fan of the deep, slow thrust to start.
Mm-hmm.
The jackhammer? Like randomly is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
It maybe at like a moment, but even that, it has to have good technique and good stroke.
Good technique, good rhythm. Rhythm. I've seen menti of men.
Yeah.
Just fucking on like some, I don't know what they're fucking to. Like dubstep, I don't fucking know what the rhythm they're trying to choose. But I'm like, girl, what's happening? And I look at the bottom, I'm like, I know they're in pain.
You know what it is?
I know they're not enjoying
it. It is a great example of what you see in porn is not real.
It's not real.
Like, those people are being paid to get fucked like that.
Not even OnlyFans porn at the time sometimes. You know, these girls are, there's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes before you see them on the camera,
and
you know?
Here's the thing. You want to jackhammer somebody? Those people you see getting jackhammered, they're getting paid. You want to fuck me like that? I want $5,000 minimum. You want to fuck me like that? Then yeah. I got to get paid. Like, your neighbors.
Oh, they can't hear us.
Okay, thank God.
He always says, I'm so quiet. He can never hear me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's the joy of living in this apartment. I can hear him.
I like how you're so proud of that. You are so proud. I'm a
girl,
quiet neighbor.
Pay a high-ass rent, girl, for privacy.
Mac is bragging about a quiet neighbor. Meanwhile, guys, the neighbors that me and Mac always complain about, they moved.
They left.
I won.
His neighbors finally moved out with that child. I don't know why they were living in WeHo with the child. There's no schools there.
I have. You know what I do sometimes when I have the house to myself? I fuck in the living room. And I always think about, like, you could hear what goes on outside my door, what's going on in the living room. And I'm like, those neighbors have a child. And
that's why they be banging on your door when I'm there, girl.
I would fuck it in that
literally,
living
all
room.
It takes is like one cackle and they're mad at us. And I'm like, I know there's something else going on. Like, I'm catching the bad end.
Mikey said it's only when you're there. It's only when we film podcasts. That was the only time they ever actually complained. I'm like, we've had parties. We've had after parties. I'm fucking in this living room screaming. I have people screaming, fuck me.
They hear the voice of one black man. It's like, that's too much.
Yes.
Enough.
Yes.
they hear one black cackle. They're like, no,
yeah,
we're done.
The only other time they came to it was when I was filming with Kevin with the ball gag in my mouth. And they literally bang it on the door. I have a ball gag in my mouth.
You
and
told me that.
It's taking me a while to get to the door because I have to like take it off. I was like, oh. Anyway. What do you think about, okay, barebacking. What is your opinion on condoms? Be honest.
I mean, it depends. I mean, it's everyone's preference, all that stuff.
I mean,
I think because I dry jerked for like my entire like childhood.
So
condoms for some reason like make me go soft, I've noticed. And so it's like, I've been trying, you know, I'm told like the best way to condition yourself is to jerk off in a condom, but I haven't been jerking off in condoms, girl. Yeah.
I think I've jerked off in a condom back when I was like 13 because I thought it was like a thing. And also I was afraid of the mess.
Of the mess?
Do you remember the first time you came? I do.
I thought I was peeing.
Really?
Yeah, I was so confused.
Back, I used to think that when I was jerking off, the sweat on my hand from jerking off
was to come. Yes. Yes.
Really? 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 Yes.
Because
really?
When I first found out what masturbation was, I read about it online. And like, it was like, I guess I read it wrong because all I did was grab my dick and move it around in a circle. And then the sweat I was producing, I was like, oh, this is it.
No, okay, yeah. No, because I used to, when I was little, I used to be like a humper. I used to hump my bed and my bathtub.
Okay.
It was
your
good.
Bathtub?
My bathtub, girl. You put a little. I don't know what it is about porcelain, bitch.
Porcelain gets you going.
Porcelain. If I put some conditioner, I would be like 13 years old. 13-year-old Mike, conditioner on dick, fucking that porcelain. But you know what? Learn how to be a good top. I learned how to be a better.
Like, fuck your bathtub.
I learned how to be a good top. Well, I learned how to be a good top by being sex trafficked at 14 years old.
Okay.
However, I learned how to before then. The only experience I had was fucking porcelain, and then I went from fucking porcelain to being paid for it, mama.
Paid to fuck porcelain?
No. The real thing. My therapist also was really concerned about this.
That he should be.
That like he's like, you talk about like insanely dark things hysterically. I'm like, do I?
Yes, you do.
He watched my heart to heart videos. He was like, the things you say that has happened to you and you just gloss over. He watched someone I talked about recently. He was like, you literally talked about how you were like this year abused and addicted to meth.
Yeah.
And you were just
and
like,
you just laugh it
and
off.
I was just like, this thing happened.
Anyway, subscribe.
He was like, I can't wait to teach you how to like process.
Cope.
Mm-hmm. And like, he was like, it makes sense that you've learned to not deal with like your things well. But you know what I have learned how to do well? Fuck. I have learned how to top, bitch. And with all my issues, the one thing I do
know. The priorities, you know?
Well, because now I went
fucking dealing with trauma. Yeah.
I went from being more versed this year to now I'm like, I'm back again to being more of a top by default.
By default?
Because we live in LA.
We live in LA.
The gay Mecca.
Okay.
The best sex in the world should be here. I don't have time for shitty sex. And if you're bad, I will tell you. And if you are not open to constructive criticism or having a conversation about how I want to be fucked,
you're walking
if
out
I'm
the
getting
door.
Fucked, I'm going to get your fucking ass, get your walk shitty out dick out of my house.
Get out right now. It's the end of you and me.
I will. You know what I will do? If the dick is shit, I'll shit on it.
Shit on that dick. Okay.
No, but if the dick is shit, that's the title of the podcast. If the dick is shit, shit on it.
If the dick is shit, shit on it.
I don't want it. Like these titles, like these titles are so good. However, I think it's doing us more harm than good.
Yeah.
We have to think of some kind of monetizable, like, because otherwise.
Because sometimes it's just the title itself that gets us demonetized.
Yes.
But then there's some videos, because you put some videos to review and some of them we talk about the most raunchy shit. And I get an email being like, oh, it's approved for all advertisers. So I'm like, girl,
you want to know why?
This system is corrupted.
Because it's an hour long. They're not watching.
They're not watching.
That.
watching all of it. They're not analyzing all of it. Yeah.
They're not watching. So, Mac, what I'm saying is, like, we should make the title of this Butterflies in a Garden.
Butterflies in a Garden.
Butterflies in a garden.
We should, what do they call it? Elsa gating, whatever. When they used to do those Elsa videos when they were like kind of raunchy, but they start off like kind of for children, but then we should do that in the beginning of every pod. Yeah, that was a thing. That's
what?
The reason why the adpocalypse happened was because there was a series of videos that were like advertised for kids, but they were like raunchy topics using like Elsa and Spider-Man. So it looked like it was for kids, but then they weren't for kids. So kids were watching it, and so advertisers found that out and they dropped out, and that's why the adpocalypse happened.
Messy.
Do you have any message for these tops out here, Mac? These tops out here ain't no shit.
My big message is just, eat my ass. Just eat some ass. And eat my ass. I've dealt with many, many of tops in the past of my bottoming days. I just don't eat ass. I'm like, girl, it hurts. It hurts.
If you don't
eat the ass, it hurts. If you don't loosen my asshole up, it hurts.
The message is,
I got a tight asshole and I'm proud of it. Okay? That's why I sound like this. I'm allowed to talk.
No. I didn't put this down because you were going. I was putting this down because what you were saying was good. I wanted you to keep going. I was agreeing with you.
Okay.
That wasn't reading you. Honey, darling, boo-boo. This is a safe space. No, I'm agreeing with you. I think if the bottom is in pain, then you need to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
If the bottom is uncomfortable for any reason, you need to switch it up for them. Your technique is not one size fits all.
Yeah.
Learn how to fuck. Learn how to take constructive criticism. Learn how to have a conversation so that both you and the person receiving is comfortable and satisfied, and get out of your toxic masculinity mindset where you think you know best.
Period.
I had somebody be like, tell me how much you like this dick. I'm like, I looked him right in his eyes. I'm like, do you know how lucky you are to be fucking me? Now finish and get out.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you,
I'm a treat.
If I'm bottoming with a top mentality. And if you don't like that, then be better. Don't care. Don't care.
Bottom with the top mentality. Isn't that called a power bottom or something, right?
No, because a power bottom, I don't know, maybe. But I'm not like, because I'm not a good bottom. I'm not the best bottom. I have a great ass. But I'm not like a power bottom, I think, is a bottom that could really take it. Like really like no like yeah. ride the fuck out. Like if they're like, get on top, I'm like, no, I'm not riding you.
Yeah, no.
That's a lot of work.
I can't get on top.
My legs are gonna get tired.
Girl, I'm fat. Like, girl, get on top. What?
Yeah.
What movement are you trying to make me do?
You know what? I would be like, the thing is, because I would be like, if I was like, at that point, I might have been up for a few days. So I'd be like, you don't want me on top of you right now. I might fall. They'd be like,
you don't want me bouncing up and down. I might throw up.
Someone would be like, someone else told me, they were like, sit on my face. And I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, squat over my face. I'm like, I will fall. And and that, I think that is like a way someone will die.
Fall and pass out.
All right. And that is all I have to really talk about topic.
Topic, yeah.
Woo! We ready for some segments?
Sure.
Let's get into these segments.
Segments.
Today's question of the day comes from the live chat for all of our sugar daddies from our membership on this channel. Don't forget, if you sign up for memberships on this channel, on our YouTube channel, then you get to watch these podcast videos.
Yep. When we film them live. On a shaky-ass camera on my table.
Girl, it's shaky. It's shaky because I got Italian gay flailing hands. I'm so sorry.
And also, I shake it, too. I put my knees. Elbows. I put my knees on this table, bitch. You don't know what I do in that party.
Put your knees up and out. They want us to talk more about safe sex.
Yes.
We have a podcast where we got really deep into safe sex.
Yeah, and I know. I think you wanted to talk about safe sex when you brought up condoms, but then I kind of said,
yeah,
condoms make me soft. I use condoms sometimes. Okay, I'm also not.
You have
out
a
there.
Boyfriend.
Yeah, I have a boyfriend. I'm also not out there really, like, you know, fucking and jiving.
I use condoms we talked about that. I use condoms if we want to. After having a conversation, first thing you ask is, what is your status? When was the last time you were tested?
Mm-hmm.
And are you on PrEP?
Yeah.
Those are always questions that you should always ask. And then if you both decide to do be bareback, then you be bareback. But if at any moment one person wants to use a condom, you either agree or don't have sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes. And there should be no hard feelings either way. If you are somebody that can't use a condom, then the other option is not having sex. You cannot peer pressure somebody to not use a condom because you don't want to wear a condom.
Period.
Grow the fuck up. This is if someone does that to you, then they shouldn't be someone that you're having sex with because all they care about is them. And if a top only cares about them, gonna be a good top.
Selfish tops are like the worst.
They are the worst.
It's like, I get it. You just want to get off and leave. Like, Jesus Christ. I'm here too. I'm a person.
I'm
have my own wants and mentality. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yes. Mac, a salty response. From a selfish top.
I haven't done one of those videos in a long time.
Why not?
Because YouTube videos now have to be like 10 plus minutes. I used to make those like only 5 minute little snippets of little comedy videos. And now I can't do like a whole ass character for 20 long fucking minutes.
What about a salty response from the solar system? Make each planet give a salty response about something. You do Mercury, Venus. First of all, you got to learn the solar system. Here we go. Here we go. Test. This is the test. It happens at every go. Yes. This is your, have your moment. Okay. Sorry. Grab this mic. Okay, Mac, starting with the sun.
Sun.
Yes.
Mercury.
Yes.
Venus?
Yes.
Earth?
Yes.
Mars?
Yes.
Saturn?
No!
Are you sure?
Yes!
Okay. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter?
Yes.
Then Saturn?
Yes.
Then Uranus?
Yes.
Then Neptune?
Yes. Throw in Pluto.
Pluto. Okay. Okay, see, I'm learning. It's taking me a few.
Now,
okay.
Bonus points. Bonus points, and I'll forgive you. After which planet is the asteroid belt?
Hate on me forever. I don't give a shit. You know, just hate on me forever.
I'm going to teach you a really easy method.
After Saturn.
No.
Jupiter.
No.
After Uranus.
No.
After Pluto.
No.
After Earth.
No.
Mars. Damn, is that close?
Okay, so the asteroid belt separates the rock planets from the gas planets. So Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, asteroid belt, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. Also, Venus can technically kind of be a gas thing, but it's mainly rock, but it's also greenhouse gases. They say that Mars, Earth, and Venus are like a representation of time. Mars is the past, Earth is the present, and Venus is the future after greenhouse gases. I love space. I love space. And I hate the ocean.
That went through one ear and out the other. I just want to say that right now.
I was a space kid.
Science was like one of my worst subjects.
I love space.
I was okay in science. I wasn't good at math. And that's very embarrassing having a rocket scientist as a father.
No, your father, Max's dad could have a podcast interviewing aliens. Max's dad knows the codes. I'm sure he knows the code. The way you talk about him, I feel like you know who I envision your dad as?
What?
You know the FBI agent in Lilo and Stitch?
Bubbles? You imagine my dad as Bubbles.
Dead ass. Like, he is Bubbles, dude.
I'll take it. I'm going to tell him that.
Yo, dead ass.
He would probably think that's hilarious.
I think your dad, if I envision your dad is just like the straight, intense version of you. And I'm so intimidated.
No, he is not that bad. Logan's met my dad. My dad is ridiculous. If you met my dad, you wouldn't think he's a rocket scientist until he describes what his job is. And he tries to describe it in a technical way that confuses you. Mm-hmm. But then I'll step in and be like, he's a literal rocket scientist. Just want to say that.
No,
but he's a rocket scientist.
Because your family is fucking smart. No, you are, because you know. I like when you go off and use your brain. That's the reason I get quiet. Because I'm like, oh. That's wit and intelligence. Is one of the biggest things that intimidates me. Because when I know that you're fucking that smart, it's you do that to me, Aris can do that to me, and mm-hmm. Willem Willem from Drag Race. Willem is so...
Nobody died at Stonewall.
No.
Nobody died at...
No. Willem is so quick. Like, we'll be out, and, like, Willem is so quick, so fast, has references for everything.
Everything, yeah.
If we want to talk about messages for Tops, we should have Willem as a guest, bitch. I will interview that bitch right now. She busy as hell. Anyway, but that, yeah, that's the segment.
Any more questions? No?
No, we just do one question from the chat.
Okay.
One question from the chat or an advice question about the topic.
And it's time for me.
And now we go for, do you have a jingle?
No. Shot of the week. Okay. I think that the one and only Ariana Grande deserves a shot this week. She released her song Yes And, which is basically a song telling people to shut the fuck up.
Really?
Do you listen to the lyrics? It's basically saying, like, if you can't say, like, I see y'all, what you're saying on fucking line. I see y'all all caring about the shit I'm, like, worrying about. But if you can't say the shit with your chest, don't say it at all.
Oh, okay.
Like, just shut the fuck up. Why are you caring about all the shit about me online, saying all the shit behind my back? Just leave me alone.
Okay.
Like, go worry about yourself. Worry about your happiness. Stop worrying about my shit. That's basically what she's saying in the song.
Oh, I didn't see
it. And so I like it. I'm like, okay, yes, girl.
I love that. I didn't dive deep into it. I listened to it. I reviewed it with Taylor.
Why, and then she said in the song, like, why are you worry about what dick I'm riding? You know what I mean? Like, she's like, girl, just leave me alone. Like, yes, and I'm doing that. Whatever the fuck. I don't give a shit.
You know who's
and that's what I like about Ariana Grande. She never, like, people talk so much about her. She never responds. But then when she makes songs, she's responding in her music. She responds in her music, she doesn't respond in person. And you know what? I applaud her for that.
And these pop star celebrities, they don't go for, like, the big macho man you think. Look at, have you seen Selena Gomez's boyfriend?
Benny Blanco? Yeah. He's also, like, hella rich.
Is that why? Is that all it takes?
No, but, I mean, he's probably pretty charismatic. I don't know that much about him. Ariana, he's also really funny. He's in some TV shows and he's hilarious in them.
Funny is the best thing you could be.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande is fucking SpongeBob. Let's, like, come on.
The man played SpongeBob on Broadway once, and now everyone just calls him SpongeBob.
Yeah, that's kind of all it takes. It's kind of all it takes. But no, I think this song is good. I will say this. I'm going to say something controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Is this song good? Yes.
Yes.
Is it a song I'm playing on my iPod or at the gym or singing? No.
No.
Is it a song that you play for a vibe? Yes.
Yeah.
You said
is it a song that's going to be playing all over We Hope? Most likely.
Yeah. They will remix it because it's Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm, Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande.
I love her so much. I'll take an Ariana Venti.
Venti. Right. But no, isn't it Grande? Wasn't that revealed recently? She said that in an interview. Like, it's Grande. People just say Grande. And so she's like, it's Grande.
Okay.
But apparently it's Grande. Just ignore him. He's not there.
No, you know what?
It's time for
Jake's Awkward Moment.
Okay, so I meant to go to Chicago this weekend. The flight to Chicago got canceled, so I ended up in Seattle for the weekend. And the good thing about it was it's where my brother lives, so I was able to go hang out with him. We went axe throwing. We got really drunk. He fell off a motorized scooter. He's not gonna hear or see any of this, so I can say this. He scraped up his face really bad, and now he has a Hitler scab. And it's rough. But you know what? I rode a motorized scooter, and I didn't fall. And I think that's the biggest feat that there could be. Also, Seattle was really cold, and I got lucky that I packed for cold. So that was my weekend. Hi, everybody. That's it. Bye-bye.
Wait, Jake.
Okay, what?
Damn,
he said, I'm done.
Yeah. He's like, you're not paying me. I have a request. Can you give your 2 cents or a message to Tops out there that you have about that? Because I want Jacob on the topic.
Yeah, what's your message to the Top?
If you have a message for Top or anything that we didn't say that you think needs to be said, or in general, anything about it, or a question that you have for us, you have, I'll throw an extra 30, 15 seconds on the clock, whatever you want to say. Ready? Go.
Y'all need to be honest with yourselves a lot more, because you be doing a lot more barking than biting, because goddamn, it's annoying. It's annoying. Like, You're like, yeah, I can fuck you for hours. You're going to last 5 seconds, and then you're going to go soft. And then you're going to be like, okay, bye.
Tell the girls. Tell the girls. Tell the girls.
Like,
tell the girls.
Like,
gather.
Like, fill out a portfolio. Come on. get a resume. Like, you know you have the receipts. You just don't want to look at them.
And that is Jake's awkward moment. Honestly, it's not an awkward moment. That was awkward.
Jake has a dream.
That was Jake be spilling.
Jake be spilling. That was a great job. Like how he wants to go see the chat now.
Now he's here. What now he's. But that is something we totally didn't cover that. Yeah, what? More bark than bite. Sometimes it's like, yeah, they'll be saying shit.
What
like,
they say in the text messages.
I'm gonna fuck you all night long. 2 minutes.
And then no, barely.
Barely.
Barely. And barely. Then, this never happens. Also, you know what I also want to say? I want to say this. I think they were thinking about this now. It's just coming to my head. Don't, like, when you come, don't apologize that you just want to leave now. We're all guys. We get it. Also, bottoms, don't be offended. We're all guys. We know once we come, we're done.
Yeah.
When I
once you come, you want to go to sleep.
If they
once you come, you want to take a nap. It's okay.
If the top comes and you have it and they're like, I go. There's been times, I'll admit, there have been times I'm fucking somebody, I'm like, I fucking love you. And then afterwards, I'm like, I'm out. I'm good. I'm out. I'm gonna thank you so much. But that's why, if I'm gonna be topping, I make a mental note that if I'm done the second I come, if the other person wants to come as well, I make it like, you have to come first.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really come during sex. So
you don't.
The person comes first.
We didn't talk about this either.
Mm-hmm.
Coming too quickly or not coming fast enough.
It's called delayed ejaculation. It's a legit medical thing.
Okay, I have I come too quick. I take things to not come too quick. So, you know. But that took a lot of practice. That took a lot. And you know what? Also, the thing is, knowing that, I'll say that because one thing I've also learned by if I do come too quickly, then I gotta come again. I make the thing of like I can't
talk about this before.
I come again. I go the second round is a longer round for me, but I can do that. I know that about myself. If you aren't somebody that can go for multiple rounds and you are done when you come, be polite or make your things known. That's it. I think we got one more segment.
What's the segment?
It's hookup time with Mike. Woo! Yeah!
I'm going back to hookup time.
Yeah, we're doing hookup time now.
I missed it.
He missed having a segment with his name in it.
I do. and if I do cocktails with cocktails, it's going to be a show.
Okay.
I think I like this.
This one is called...
We're going to play it straight through, and then we'll talk about it. It's not as long as... How long was that one that was crazy?
One of them was like 9 minutes long, remember?
Yeah, this is three.
This one's like 3 minutes long and 20 seconds.
Let me say this from now on. Guys, that is the max. Okay? Because people have come in saying that we can't play yours if they're too long. And I want to play. I want to give them in. You know what we could also do if I send it in? If there's like dead faces, just like cut it down.
Mm-hmm. True.
We could do that.
Okay.
But we'll play it straight through so you have the option to do that. And I'll download the audio. We'll put it in so it sounds clear. So for right now, okay. Here we go.
This one's called Sucking Dick at a Chick-fil-A and Bottoming at Church.
Hello, Mac. Hello, Mike. I wanted to tell you a story. This is the story of how I... sucked dick in a Chick-fil-A bathroom. So this happened when I was like 19, and I went to fucking Chick-fil-A with my grandma before my brother's graduation. And so we get there, and there's this like cute guy behind the register, okay? You know, half of their staff is made up of queer people, which makes no sense. But I found him cute, and you know, I wanted to fag up the environment a little bit more because, you know, they had that like soft piano Christian music playing, and I just needed to enhance the environment. So I got on Grindr, and the guy from behind the register was on Grindr, and I hit him up, And he said he was going on break in like 2 minutes and asked if I wanted to take it into the bathroom. And I said, of course. So we exchanged pics. I thought his dick looked pretty decent. So we get in there and we're sitting like side by side at the stall, like at the urinal. And he invites me into the stall and I say, okay. And I go in there. It was bigger in the pictures. Let's just say that. And you know what? It was musty, and I don't mind a little must sometimes, but it was a little too much. So, that was definitely a no-go for me. And then I was like, okay, cool, my turn. And so he starts giving me head. And I have to say, it was probably one of the, like, most subpar blowjobs I have ever gotten in my life. And so we finish, we get the nut, and I leave. And then he proceeds to ask me if I want to hook up with him again. And you know, I live in a small town. I am from the South. I live in a small town. The options are limited. And you know, he's got a cute face. So I say sure, but we can't host. And so I'm not doing it at the fucking Chick-fil-A again, okay? That's a one-time thing. I did it. Anytime I go in a Chick-fil-A bathroom, I get PTSD. But my dad was a preacher at a church. And I knew that the building was going to be empty. So I decided to invite him to the church. And we hopped in a little back room. And that's how I lost my virginity, like bottoming. I bottomed in a church for a Chick-fil-A worker that I like sucked his dick in the bathroom there. So, yeah. You know, it is true what they say. Preachers' kids are a little bit more crazier than normal people. I am insanely fucked up. But, you know, it's a good conversation topic, and I can't wait to tell my, like, I don't know. Like, I tell people this. It's funny. So, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Girl, we're never going to know peace. Girl, girl, we're going to be at war with these Christians for millennia.
No.
Girl.
No, hold on.
Girl, not
hold
in the church.
On. No, I'm
girl,
down.
Not in the church.
I am down. Praise be to
girl,
God.
Girl, not in the
Christ
church.
Christ has come. Christ has risen. Christ will come again, bitch. No, first of all, iconic behavior.
First of all, not with the grandma's there. Where did she go?
Also, yeah, where was the grandma?
Where'd the grandma
would
go?
You tell her?
How
way
long
outside?
We, how long are we in the bathroom,
you
girl?
Left your mom, you, grandma, you left your grandma alone in a Chick-fil-A?
Like, damn.
Also, why was this so religious? Also, the way you are, if you're gay and you go to Chick-fil-A here, you get in trouble. Someday somebody gonna make you wanna gobble up a waffle fry. But oh no, don't you know Chick-fil-A say we make the baby Jesus cry. Dudes with boobs, gay for pay, even dykes say yay. So chow down at Chick-fil-A. Chow down at Chick-fil-A, even if you're gay. Even if you're gay, chow down at Chick-fil-A.
What are you singing?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
It's by Willem and Detox and, you know, my friend.
Oh, they're old
and
group?
Nikki.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a good song. I seen a rainbow, and on the other side there was a
okay.
Fucking pollen.
Okay, we're going to get copyrighted. We're going to get copyrighted,
no,
girl.
No. So it was, okay, I mean, maybe because it's in the South, the kids are gonna go to Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
This is very religious coded.
Yeah, we went from Chick-fil-A.
We
went from Chick-fil-A to the church, girl. Okay.
Also, okay, Mac might. I mean, he was Baptist. I have a cross on my arm. I wear a cross. Everything about. I am not religious at all. Fuck in those pews, bitch. Fuck in those pews. I also, like, where were the priests that were
but
fucking?
Not the church.
Where
girl,
were the priests that were fucking kids when I was growing up? I would have been like.
First of all, most churches are old as hell, and they smell old, too. So I don't know how you did it. Second of all, a church? Come on.
Yes. No, yes. Yes. I think that's so hot.
Oh, God.
I would have walked in that church and been like, your move, holy man. You know what I'm talking about? That's Dane Cook. I love
some
it.
Some people agree. Someone said actually hot. Okay.
Also, he might, of course, like, you're hooking up with someone on their work during their break. Yeah, of course that shit's
musky. They're
going
to be musky. Yeah, girl. They've been standing at that cashier.
You got to know the risk that you're walking into. But, mm-hmm. I mean, that scenario's hot. You suck in some, at his job.
At his job.
On his break. At a Chick-fil-A.
At a Chick-fil-A.
Also, Anyway, okay, you know what I want to start doing? I want to start rating these hookup times. Is there anything else we forgot to say? Musky dick, Chick-fil-A, church.
Grandma.
I rate this a 7.
He lost his virginity.
Oh, bitch!
In the church.
Praise be to God.
In front of Virgin Mary herself. You know she was jealous. You know she's looking like, damn, could have been me.
Can we talk about how this bitch got pounded by someone? And lied. And is a saint. Doing the Lord's work. Yes, bitch. She lied.
She didn't want to get reprimanded by her parents. She was like, yeah, I don't know what happened. It's God's baby.
Bitch, if all it takes is lying about men that you fuck to become a saint, then I am holy as hell. Let me tell you this right now.
Girl,
I read this story as 7. I'm very proud of it. This is amazing. That was amazing.
I'll give it a 7. 7.2.
7.2?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this bonnet's making you nice.
I thought it was supposed to make me mean, so I'm Monique right now. She fucked you up, what you said. Okay.
Anyway, yeah, next episode, Max gonna be he's gonna have a cigarette. We should get you one of those fake cigarettes.
I need to get different color bonnets. I'm gonna start wearing different color bonnets. That's just my thing for this podcast.
I think that's always great.
In my pajamas, regardless of who's here.
Yes. Yes. And I think that's good. I think we're good.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're good, Mac. Where can people find you, Mac?
People can find me anywhere if you search Mac Does It. That is W-E-I-M-A-N. W-E-I-M-A-N. Where can we find you, Mike?
Find me everywhere if you go fuck yourself or if you look up at Mike MGTV.
Yes. And shout out to the person in front of my face for last week's secret word, which was, I forgot. You can also find this podcast
everywhere
if you search Messy Pod. It's MessyPod, or on TikTok if you search Messy Pod with Mac and Mike.
We're gonna be posting a lot of shorts there of this podcast if you want to get that.
You can also email us at gmail.com at messypod@gmail.com.
Also, guys, on TikTok and shit like that, react to what we say, share it with your friends, and you know what? The algorithm really likes if you click another video. So at the end of this, when like it says to like watch another video, even if you don't want to watch it, just click it. Just click it.
Mm-hmm.
Just click it. Helps out. And also, on the audio platforms, if you listen to this on Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you enjoy your podcast, rate us and review. It really helps us with these robot overlords.
Anyway, and that's it.
You have been douched.
Douched. You know what we didn't talk about?
What did we talk about?
The top mentality when they get shit on the dick.
When it happens,
how you should react. You shouldn't.
Just you know what?
Be kind with it. Be kind, be gentle.
Well, here's the thing.
Go take a shower.
I say, next podcast, bottoming. Following podcast, douching.
True.
We'll see y'all then.
Bye.
Bye.